You are listening to The Point from MC3 in Lewistown, Pennsylvania. Check us out on the web at mc3church.org or find us on Facebook at mc3church. MC3, it's like nothing you'd expect.
Hey, this is Sean. Due to some technical problems with recording The Point on Sunday, February 26th, we weren't able to record the first part of The Point that day. So I'm going to take a few minutes here and just kind of catch you up to speed on where we are, and then we will join the recording as normally recorded that day. The point this week, which you'll hear repeated over again, was no matter our past, no matter our present, we all share the same future. So the idea is that no matter, you know, what our background was, no matter where we grew up, no matter what we have done, no matter who we were, you know, who we descended from, none of that doesn't matter. No matter our present, you know, no matter how good we are, no matter whether we're at the top of our game right now, we're the most successful we've ever been, whether we've got the largest family, the coolest car, the coolest house, whatever, no matter our present, we all share the same future. So no matter our past, no matter our present, we all share the same future. And we looked at Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 12 to 16, and I'm just going to read that here. It says, "Then I turned my thoughts to consider wisdom, and also madness and folly. What more can the king's successor do than has already been done? I saw that wisdom is better than folly, just as light is better than darkness. The wise man has eyes in his head, while the fool walks in the darkness. But I came to realize that the same fate overtakes them both. Then I thought in my heart, the fate of the fool will overtake me also. What then do I gain by being wise? I said in my heart, this too is meaningless. For the wise man, like the fool, will not be long remembered. In days to come, both will be forgotten. Like the fool, the wise man too must die." And so as we looked at that passage, the first point was that wisdom takes the lead. And as Solomon was sharing, he realized that wisdom was great. Wisdom was a wonderful thing. As he shares, he mentions that wisdom is better than folly, just as light is better than darkness. We all need light. We need to see where we're going. And on Sunday, I shared the illustration from the original Batman movie with Michael Keaton. There's a spot where Vicki Vale is in the Batcave, but the lights are off. And he says, you know, watch your step, and turn the lights on. And she looks down, and there's this huge chasm, you know, inches away from her feet. And that's kind of the idea that Solomon is talking about here, that wisdom guides us like light guides us. We need light to see what's ahead. We need light to see the dangers that are in front of us. We need to be aware of those things. And so that's what he's saying, is that when it comes down to it, wisdom is a good thing. It's not bad. It's much better to be wise than the fool. And so that's kind of his first summary statement from this passage, as he looks and sees that wisdom takes the lead, you know, like in a horse race or in a football game, that wisdom is the one, man. It's in control right now. It has got the lead. It is in the best spot. Wisdom guides us in everything that we do, and it's helpful for making decisions about our lives and everything. So that kind of catches you up on the first part of what we weren't unable to record on Sunday. So now we're going to continue with this thought of wisdom taking the lead. Thanks for your patience. And now we'll join this in progress.
You can be what we call a wise steward of your resources. You can make the right choices when it comes to your family. You can make the right choices when it comes to your job. Last night, The Devil Wears Prada was on. I don't know if you've seen that movie. But man, that lady was bad. She was mean. And, you know, all through it, there's all these ethical questions that came up related to her job. Was she willing to get the big promotion to Paris at the expense of the lady that has been working hard at it? You know, and what Kendra said is that, you know, that's the way it works. You know, in the fashion industry, they were showing, basically, if you're not willing to throw someone else under the bus, you're not going to get ahead. And so he's saying that, and Solomon's talking about The Devil Wears Prada. He's saying that wisdom makes you realize that what is more important? Is it more important that I get the big promotion, or is it more important that I do what is right and ethical? He says that the wise person has light, has eyes in their head. They can see what is right. They can see what's ahead. But the fool doesn't. The fool walks in darkness. So he says, wisdom takes the lead. You know, if you're watching a horse race here or some sort of game, yeah, wisdom is ahead. It looks like wisdom's going to take it. But death wins. But death wins. And that's the second thing that he pulls out in this passage. He says, He says, man, I realize that wisdom is great. Wisdom is amazing. Wisdom gives you everything you need. It gives you light. He says, but then I came to realize that the same fate overtakes them both. The same fate overtakes the wise person that is making the right choices, doing the right things, following God the right way, and yet the fool who couldn't care about making the right choices, and we can assume couldn't care about following God, the same thing happens to both of them. The same fate overtakes them both. He says, I thought in my heart, the fate of the fool will overtake me also. And again, I've told you this before. Solomon was the wisest person that ever lived. So he has the right to talk about his wisdom. God granted him supernatural wisdom. Aside from Jesus Christ, he was the wisest human being on this planet. And so he said, I realized that, you know, with all of my wisdom, the fate of the fool will overtake me too. What then do I gain by being wise? I said in my heart, this too is meaningless, empty, vapor, vanity, chebel. There's nothing to it. And he goes on and says, for the wise man, like the fool, will not be long remembered. And the Hebrew here has the idea it means to go forward into eternity. Like, people aren't going to remember you forever. This wise man, like the fool, you know, there might be a memorial there, there might be a gravestone, but really when it comes down to it, people aren't thinking about that person like they would while they're alive, whether they're wise or they're a fool. And it's the same thing for you, for me. That, you know what, and just kind of come to grips with this, that about 60 years, give or take, 60 years from now, everybody that you know will be dead, including yourself. On average. You know, some of the younger ones, obviously that's not true. But 60 years from now, people aren't going to know. You know, somebody might remember, oh, that was my great-great-grandfather. But you're going to be dead. And that's what Solomon was saying here. He said, I realized that, man, I'm wise. I'm wiser than this fool who's making the poor choices. But when it comes down to it, we're both going to end up the same. And he says, like the fool, the wise man too must die. So wisdom is good. We want to pursue wisdom, but he says that, you know what? When it comes down to it, death wins. Death is going to win. And so when I say that no matter our past, no matter how foolish you have been, no matter how wise you have been, no matter our present, no matter how foolish or wise you are now, we all share the same future. We are all going to die. And that's what I mean by same future. Now, don't misunderstand. I am not saying that everybody goes to heaven. Okay? And I'll clarify that in a second. But understand that we share the same future. We are all going to die. And like I said, it could be now. It could be something crazy happens as you walk out of this building. It could be next week. It could be next year. I mean, I watched my grandmother, like, find out she had cancer. And You need to make. That's a question you need to answer in your heart. When it comes to death, Solomon says you're going to die. What does your eternity look like? What are you thinking about? work and the time into the building, I guess, you know, we're recognizing it's not just about this, it's about somebody else's this. It's about their eternity. So are you thinking about other people's eternity? Yeah, and I said, you know, we get caught up in petty differences and forget that, man, there's a bigger picture here. There's a bigger picture here. I was sitting in my living room last night, and it was a crazy week. It was fun, but crazy. And I was just sitting. I was like, wow, this is kind of cool. Most of the kids were in bed. Cara was getting curlers put in her hair this morning for this morning with Kendra. And I was sitting there, and where I was sitting, I had this bookshelf that I built. And it was Kendra's Christmas present, and I love looking at it because I'm so awesome. And I'm looking like, and I even said, like, I can't believe how the angles all work out perfectly. I'm pretty good. But I was looking at that, and then I'm looking over at the two of them and watching Mom put curlers in her hair, and I'm thinking, you know what? Man, the bookshelf isn't what matters. They're what matters. They're the future. Their eternity is what's more important than this bookshelf. And it was just kind of this weird juxtaposition as I could see both of those things at the same time. And that's what I'm saying, is that we need to realize that sometimes we get so caught up. We get so caught up, and we don't intend to. But we're stuck here and forgetting about this. So here's the question. Here's what I would suggest for you. When it comes down to it, here's the question. Just burn it into your head. And the question is, it's not very profound. You've heard of it before, probably. In light of eternity, does this matter? And you fill in your this. In light of eternity, does this matter? Does it matter that you get that promotion? Does it matter that your kids can do more than those other kids on the baseball team? Does it matter that you are the smartest person in your class? Does it matter? And we need to look at, when light of eternity, do these things matter? Does it matter? Does that house matter when it comes down to it? Does that car, does that 78th pair of shoes matter when it comes down to eternity? In light of eternity, do those things matter? And that's the question you need to ask yourself. Solomon realized, you know what? I'm the wisest person ever. And when it comes down to it, I'm going to die too, just like the fool. No matter our past, no matter our present, we all share the same future. And that's what you guys need to consider. What are you thinking? What is your life? What does your eternity look like? And what do you think about their eternity? And, you know, I'm not, I guess sometimes we just need a reminder of this. To remind her of how close we are to death. Just yesterday, the kids were all playing on our couch. And Tommy, our three-year-old, was like teetering on the edge. And they were playing for probably 5 minutes like this. And he was right on the edge. And I walked in and saw it. Well, I was watching them earlier, but I said, hey guys, be careful. Tommy is near the edge. And when I said that, suddenly he panicked. He freaked, even though he had been on the edge the whole time. But as soon as I mentioned it to him, he got scared, and everybody kind of had to like help him down, feet first, and get him off. And I think the same thing happens to us, that sometimes we get so comfortable, we're living on the edge, we think it's not going to happen to me, I'm not going to die, life is going to go on forever. And sometimes we just need a reminder that you could die now, and what are you doing that matters? Are you investing in here, or are you investing in here?